This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Thanksgiving weekend, and we have as our job here, Jay, and Jennifer's off for the Thanksgiving weekend, so John Harper in. We brought him in from WMEL on the sports coast. Good talk. Well, maybe. Listen, a lot of sports activities probably weren't in there, but it's also much better known as the Space Coast. Thank you very much. Where the Cape is, and Melbourne, and all those communities that support what goes on Cape Canaveral. So anyway, he's going to be here to work over with Jay some of the things, and with me, of course, from the charts of this past week, November 20th to the 24th, provided by Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week in Talkers, talkers.com, also at gooddayshow.com. So to go through the story list, just so you have an idea of how things are this weekend, to sort of set this up, at number 10 in the story list, the focus on Rosalind Carter and her passing away. At number 9, continuing focus on our relationship with China. Number 8, Thanksgiving. And a lot of talk, which we haven't really done, Jay, on the Good Day program. So I wanted to save it for next week because there are a lot of new angles to the JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually took place a couple of days ago. And because it needed some more time, I think that I didn't want it to sort of blight or blemish the Thanksgiving week, because there's a lot of new stuff that really, we all know what really happened versus what the Warren Commission said happened. And there's even more stuff coming out from some people that have written some books that were Secret Service agents, that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
At any rate.
It's hard to believe it's already been 60 years, and it's hard to believe it's only been 60 years.
Wow.
And that assassination essentially changed how the president and first lady travel. He was in a convertible. You would never hear of that in today's society.
Nope. Everything's all buttoned up. They need glass, and they spend, you know, those cars that every president gets a new car, and the vice president gets the former car that was used by the president before. So if you're in office for 8 years, the car you keep for 8 years, and then you give it to the vice president for the next term, those cars cost $1 million to retrofit. They're usually Cadillacs. They used to be Lincolns, but now they use Cadillacs. And they cut them, they bring them to a body shop, they stretch them out, they put all kinds of gadgets in them. It's not unlike what's going on with the rebuild of Air Force One. There's a 740, they don't even make 747 anymore, and there's still two of them. Well, actually, there are a bunch of them sitting on the lot that are being used and built for certain purposes, like the Sheikh of Saudi Arabia bought one. Of course he did. They're $300 million. Why not? Yeah. But the two Air Force Ones that are being put together they have a price tag of $4 billion. And I remember when Trump came into office, one of the first things he did in 2017, how time flies, the project had $4 billion price tag, and he said, no, we're not going to accept that. So he went, kind of browbeat the president of Boeing, and they got the price down to like $3.7 billion. So, you know, it became a big deal because I cut the price. That's really the planes. If you ever go to the Ronald Reagan Library in California in Simi Valley, when you go, they have the first Air Force One, which is Boeing 707. That was called Air Force One. That was the one that Reagan went all over the world in. The one that we're using now is only the second. The first one lasted 35 years. They put these 747s in service when Reagan actually was president. And that's the same two have been in service since then. And they're built, Boeing planes last 40, 50 years easily. And so there's no danger in this, but because the 747 was going out of production and it was such a symbol of America, they decided, okay, we better build a couple of new ones just in case they'll last for another 40 or 50 years. But at any rate, the reason that all came up and changed was because of the JFK assassination. All right, number 7, the Voting Rights Act. and the ruling on that, the migrant crisis, the, I don't know, the, just the border thing. Good God. Number five, the OpenAI controversy. I think that's something a lot of people don't talk about, so we should probably try to get to the bottom of that. The presidential race, where Nikki Haley is coming up and pretty much all the rest of the Republicans are going down the chute. Trump in his legal battles, and the gag order is number three. You know, I, John, by the way, happy Thanksgiving. I was going to bring you in on all of these, but
I
want to finish the I want to finish the list. But before we go off of Trump, there's a new group called Culture versus Trump. And I saw this, and I thought to myself, what an interesting strategy for somebody to use that is not really, it is political, but it's not. In a sense, you know, we have a really strong divide in our country in many ways, but one of them is people who are, I don't want to use the term educated versus not educated, and then there's the elitists and the non-elitists or whatever it is, but there is the people who are, I guess for lack of a better word, are culturalists who have looked at the life and times of Donald Trump, even the book that he wrote, which he didn't write. He had somebody ghostwrite it for him. But the way he uses the English language, there's just this whole thing, the question that you ask about the people that you want to be president, well, what's their culture quotient, the CQ, right? What is their culture? And you got to... You know, Trump is not that sophisticated, let's put it that way, right? He's pretty guttural. And is that what we want the president to stand for? And is that what we should strive for? I know a lot of times in some circumstances, I remember when I was in school, we all thought it was lots of fun when some kid would use some vulgarism or use something that was improper, because, like using ain't. Man, was that a no-no when I was in school. And when I was teaching school, it was a no-no. Now, oh, yeah, it's great. Let's use it. And that may not be a good example, but at any rate, that's kind of that's lurking around. I thought it was worth a moment or two of time. Number two on the story list is the anti-Semitic man. These people, anti-Semitic protests around. And number one, the war, obviously. On the people list, Rosalind Carter is number 10. Xi Jinping is number 9. Mike Johnson is 8. Sam Altman is 7. Nikki Haley is 6. I'm not sure. Well, we'll get into this. Arthur Ngoren, is that how you pronounce his name? Anybody know how to pronounce this guy's name? Ngoren? That's something we haven't talked about this week, Jay, on the Good
Day
program.
Yeah, we haven't.
No. Trump is 4. Elon Musk is 3. Netanyahu is 2. And Biden is 1. All right, so let's turn our attention to John Harper, who's here from WMEL. Happy Thanksgiving. Sounds like you got a little cold. Did you get a cold?
Yeah, in fact, just recovering from a case of the...
Did you have COVID?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You did? Wow. Yeah. Now, this is interesting. This is something that's probably just below the surface. I was just talking earlier about the flu. There's a new strain of flu that is not COVID, that is ferocious in Florida and the Southeast and the Northeast and some of the Midwestern and Mid-South states. That is very powerful. I got it earlier in the week, and it was through went through me like in 24 hours. I was miserable, and I never get sick. So this thing is something, if you're vulnerable, and I had like a dummy out in the tractor in the cold on Monday. It was 34 degrees, and I was out there. I'm a big, tough guy. I've got a great immune system, and I got sick as a dog. Just as, you know, it's going around. So are you feeling better? I'm appreciative of your being here if you're not feeling well.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better than I was, obviously, mm-hmm. but, yeah, I was in pretty bad shape.
Really? Well, you're supposed to, people say, well, you live in Florida, it's warm down there, you're not supposed to get sick.
Yeah.
Like, love
well, I beg to differ on that one, but yeah. Nonetheless, you're right, though, Doug. A lot of people are here that I know in Florida are coming down with, if it's not exactly COVID, it's just under the radar with very, very similar conditions.
And it's not like it is, it'll, for some people, like mine traveled quickly, but some people are not. They still, how long have you had your illness? How long have you felt badly?
A week.
Yeah. That's what I heard, that it goes through you and stays there for a while, grabs you. All right. So let's get your perspective on some things in general. When you're here, I always like to get an update on what's going on the Space Coast from the point of view of somebody who's been there from the beginning of the space program all the way through, covering it, talking about it, having your station be a focus point for people with local information on their mind. So what is new there on the Cape?
What is new down here on the Space Coast is the fact that there continues to be a buildup of industry related to space coming into the area. The number of rocket launches has been absolutely amazing. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had 3 rockets go up within the same week.
Wow.
And that's something that never occurred under when NASA was launching all of the rockets. And so it's going very well. In fact, there's also a name change that is pending here on the Space Coast, and I'm not so sure people are going to, maybe visitors won't mind it, but I think residents here might think, why do we need to make a change in a name that has become synonymous with the space industry for decades now? And I believe the new name is going to be something like they want to name the county, or not the county, I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
Merritt Island, that area.
They want to make it Mission Space Coast, and they think that's going to be a good idea.
Who's they?
Tourism department.
Yeah, well, why do they have sway? And they think it'll bring more people in? Is that their thing? Okay. Yeah. No sale.
Kind of like
in well
Vegas.
Enough alone. Yeah.
You know, what happens in Vegas stays here.
Stays
they
in
want
Vegas.
Something catchy like that.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. That's not bad. It's just, you know, why? Why the distraction? We need the distraction. Okay, so we're going to move along now. Get into the heart and soul of some of these stories and the people list, to the folks that are on it, and the connection with each other, and comments from social media coming up as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Overview, the review, if you will, the hot hits in talk radio. Jay and Doug and John Harper, 18. Let's make it 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the big stories in Talk Radio with our spin on it. Jennifer's off this week, Thanksgiving weekend. Jay Kirshner's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and John Harper from WMEL joins us, as he often does, and he's a real yeoman here, because obviously he's not feeling as well as he might. I think a lot of us are not feeling as well as we might, frankly, given what's going on with the flu blugs.
Yeah.
The blugs that are around. All right, so Jay, let's look at the questions that you've asked on our social media, all of them, whether it be Instagram or Facebook or X. You reach at Good Day Networks, and so what? I know you always ask kind of a general question about people and their thoughts on the news. So what are we getting?
Yeah, there's kind of a lot of different conversations to be had. One of them, what are your thoughts on the news this week? Jay Martin said the value of the dollar on the world market last time out, no one would buy the U.S. debt.
Well, let me just throw a little bit of info in there. The problem with me is that I read a lot of stuff and think about a lot of things, and sort of a potpourri what's in my brain is a report that I saw from Bloomberg about how the dollar has stabilized. And one of the reasons people are going back, they stopped buying the dollar when the interest rates were going up, and they would go into other markets, that kind of stuff. But now people are going back into the dollar, which will bolster its value. It's still the number one currency, but there was some fragility, if you will, in it because of the interest rates. And that's part of what seemingly behind the scenes has made the Fed stop. Enough already with the increases. It's affecting the value of the dollar in the world market, and that's not something, A, that they counted on, or B, that we want. So that's, this guy's he's very smart. He's got his finger on the pulse. Okay, what else?
Mel York says, considering I live about an hour northeast of the car blowing up in Niagara Falls on the New York side, that's about the only news I was paying attention to, especially since like 5 minutes up the road is a power plant. And there, again, we discussed this previously, too, that when this was first happening and the bridge was closed and everything and there was a car explosion, a lot of the narrative was that, it was a potential threat. It could have been a terrorist situation. There could have been bombs in there that went off too soon or something like that. And it was nothing of the sort. And it kind of goes along the lines of what we're always discussing with news media, that gets a piece of a story and then runs with all of these hypotheticals, speaking on them as potential facts when they're really just opinion-based. And then people start spreading this. I mean, this went around like wildfire on social media of a potential terrorist attack on Thanksgiving. And it was a car. It was a married couple. People were going too fast in an area they should not have been, and the car crashed and blew up.
Yep. All right, next question. If the presidential election was tomorrow, who would you be voting for and why?
Mark Moody says I'd have to go with Trump, our current grandpa leader, if that's what you would call him, as a sniffed.
No, know? This is crude.
What?
This is this comment is really crude.
No, he...
No, huh?
When he... I mean, it was weird. I don't think it's... When he Biden leaned down and sniffed a girl's head for hair.
No, that's not. Well, I think that there's a reference here. Yeah, I know what the reference is to Biden, but there's also a reference to Trump and his extracurricular activities, and let's leave it at that. Anyway.
Oh, no, he's talking about Biden. He'd go with Trump because our current.
And he's our current grandpa leader, but Trump is a grandpa leader as well, and it's maybe time to take his car keys. All right, what else have we got from Colleen Smith?
Colleen says, people don't seem to understand that if they don't want to vote for Biden, they don't have to vote for a federal criminal who's in trial on three cases. I don't understand how so many people have gotten under the spell of a wannabe dictatorship. It's so sad.
Well, don't take into account, I wonder, John, how Kennedy is doing in Florida, because in my neck of the woods, even though it's Massachusetts, he's doing very well. California, where I spent a lot of time, he's doing well. In the Midwest, he's doing very well. So we probably ought to talk about this somewhat, because this fits into what is basically the number four item on the story list this week, the presidential race and how Kennedy is affecting it. So that will be something that's coming right up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Thanksgiving 2023 in the history books. Today is Black Friday, the day to shop till you drop ahead of the Christmas season. Lots of sales at malls across our country.
Prices have fallen a lot on TVs and printers. Prices are going way down.
Travis Kelce back in the news, and no, it doesn't have to do with girlfriend Taylor Swift. USA's Dave Collins reports.
Here's one more reason to talk about KC Chiefs Travis Kelce. Other than he's dating Taylor Swift, Travis has teamed up with his brother, Philadelphia Eagles Jason Kelce, to sing a Christmas song.
You dirtbag, you phony, you lousy jabroni. Happy Christmas, you ass. I pray God it's our last.
The brothers did a remake of the Pogues 80s hit and renamed it King of South Philly. Not exactly feel good, but it's on the Eagles Christmas CD that raises money for charity.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have a good day,
Derek.
It's
gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Subject of great ideas and great discussion. This is the Good Day program's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Good Day host Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Jen is off this week, so we have John Harper from WMEL, one of the longest carrying. We've had a lot of chaos behind the scenes, John, as you know, in transmission moving from one network to another, to another, to another. And because the world of talk radio is like a lot of other businesses, it's kind of crumbling. People say, well, it's the most listened to format. Yeah, it is. But the way you receive it because of the developments in technology is changing. And so we've had a lot of stumbles and bumbles because the technology was developed too quickly. It wasn't ready for prime time. And yet we had to go there because, okay, we're not going to do the other thing anymore and just pull the plug. So I'm thankful for we've come across some stations that have had trouble at been carrying this program for 27 years, 29 years, 17 years,
you know, it's kind of a neat thing to have that many stations who are around. And you certainly are among the lead when it came to the early days of the Good Day program and me being around that have been supportive of me since the very beginning. And I love you for that. Thank you. It's good.
Thank you, Doug. And it just goes to show that the type of product that you put out every day has been tremendous throughout the years, and you're very relevant, you're with it, also you're ever-changing and with the times, and you're not stagnant, and I think that has been very important in the success of your show.
As an entrepreneur, I used to say this all the time. You've probably heard me say this. I'm always looking over my shoulder to see what's there, who's behind me, and who's pushing, trying to push me out of the running, if you will. All right, so I want to go back to the comment list, if we may, even though normally that's in a social media segment, the 23 after the hour, that 5-6 minutes in there. Jay, can we go back to the list, the comments from our social media?
Mm-hmm.
Because Thanksgiving is certainly important, and because it's number 8 on the story list this week, I think it deserves more time than some of the other crap that's there that, I'm not being critical of the list. I'm just saying that some of it is the same old, and because this week really does, for most of us, stand for something different. Let's talk about the things people told us about someone or something that you're thankful for. What did you get?
Yeah, Jeff Tolton said, I'm thankful for a wonderful, caring, and loving wife. That's
sweet.
Beautiful. Bob Confer chimes in, I am thankful for my team at the factory and our customers. It wasn't an easy year. Consumers really tightened their purse strings due to inflation and interest rates, but everyone made it work, and we got to do some special things this year. That's awesome.
I'd love to know what his product is, what his company does. Maybe sometime, Bob, if you're listening
now. Yeah, ask him.
Would you send us a note? Yeah, let's find out what it is that you do. Okay, keep going.
Thomas Andrew says, my almost 91-year-old dad.
I'm really good for you.
Mm-hmm. Terry Seavey says her family. I'm thankful for my family, my husband, my daughters, grandchildren. Also loved my son-in-law, too.
Yep.
Richard Thomas says that you're back on the airwaves in Vero Beach. Woohoo!
That was one of those things I was just talking to John about. We've had a fiasco here the last month, and some of you have not been able to hear the program for weeks. And now mostly, I think there was one station that I know of that said, you know what, I'm tired of this. So they put something else on, and they got a lot of protests from the listeners, and they said, nah, we don't care. We think it's time for a change. Okay, there you go. That happens. Anyway, what else do we got? I noticed Mark Moody said, basically, this is very self-serving. He's thankful for salvation and family and Doug. There you go. I like the fact that
people... Yeah, encouraging words during the broadcast each day, which you do. It's one of the things that I love about talking with you and why I get so bummed out when the weekend comes and I don't get to chat with you in the morning and start my day with you and just throughout the day with our emails. Doug, you will give the news, you give your opinion, but you also are very clear on what is your opinion and that your opinion is not fact. You don't tell people what to think. You don't, if we disagree on something, I feel like I am safe to give my feelings to you. I feel like I have a safe environment with you. And you always have these encouraging words, and whether it's a quote or something that you are sharing from your own personal experience, like... I have said it to you numerous times, and I think you really need to start writing books. I want a memoir from you, sir. I want a book of just Dougisms, like society.
My daughter and I started writing a book when she graduated from college. We traveled around the country. We did two things at once. We went around. John, you may remember this because I think you were involved in it, but it was easily 20. My daughter's turning 50 next month. And woo-hoo. Isn't that, talk about sobering, I was saying, excuse me, to my son yesterday at Thanksgiving, what I remember when Megan and I are talking about her 50th birthday, what immediately comes to my mind is her coming out of the operating room, and she was covered with the Glock.
She was in a, because she had a little bit of jaundice, so she was in this cooker. And Tony's father and I were there crying our eyeballs out, kind of like I feel like doing now. And she is there wailing away her arms and legs and shilling and screaming. And I'm thinking, this was 50 years ago. It was yesterday, for God's sakes. So don't let the time pass you by. I think that's probably the... the measure. At any rate,
Beautifully well said.
Well, I think that's really kind of what it's about. That's what motivates me. You know, all these people, I'm appreciative of you asking me to write a book. But I have three jobs, and I don't have much time to do anything except, you know, the distractions I have are getting on a plane and coming to California to see my children, which is the greatest distraction in the world. I'll tell you, Thanksgiving yesterday, with that little two-year-old little bug running around the room with his diaper falling off.
Well, you can call James Brown the hardest working man in rock and roll, and I think, Doug, you're the hardest working man in broadcasting. But I think if you were able to find the time, even though you've got three jobs, so to speak, that you're doing at the same time, but I think it would be awesome if you could somehow or another write a book and put all of your experience together. I think it would be fascinating.
Well, I travel a lot. I've met a lot of people. I have some great stories to tell. Megan and I went around when she graduated from college, and we did two things. We were visiting stations. We did three things, actually. We went to Morocco for a week to do a series of broadcasts from the five major cities of Morocco. Then we went on a tour of the country to meet people in radio stations, and we were taking notes on that. We were going to write a book on that. And then I came up with this idea of interviewing some of the talk show hosts who at the time, like Jimbo, he was first on the list. I remember sitting down with him, and we were just talking about where he came from, how he started. And that's not, I mean, it's been memorialized somewhat because he was in the Talk Radio Hall of Fame. But it still is, you know, a story that hasn't been well told. And there are tons of people like that past, because this was probably 25 years ago. About 25 years ago. You know, there are people who are long gone. As a matter of fact, pretty much, probably should admit this, but there's nobody on the air now that was on the air when I started. It just isn't. And so the people who are around now, their stories, frankly, are not as interesting. They just aren't. The guys who are on the air now and the women who are on the air now, some of them are good stories, but they aren't like all of the characters who are around in talk radio and talk television. Joe Pyne, my God. And people would say, who's Joe Pyne? Well, look him up. And then there are other people, some of the folks that were around on the old Daynet that were really very, very
on
good.
Daynet, yes.
Yeah. All right. Remember Alan B. Combs?
Absolutely.
And how wonderful Joy Brown was in that whole environment. And we all traveled together. We used to go around.
How about somebody like Barry Farber?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, he was on Daynet, too.
Yes.
Those were people that were around. And then there was a group on ABC that were also much different than the talk host today. We all grew up with Michael. Well, we grew up with Michael Jackson, and I was fortunate enough to work with him for 3 years at KABC. It was an astounding experience to be with these guys, to pinch myself. Every day I go into KABC, and I'm around these guys who are legend. And it was just a really... Anyway, we can go on.
That was a magical time in talk radio.
Yes. Yeah, and you're right, Jay. There's a book. There certainly is a book there.
Yeah.
I can't imagine myself not doing the farm. I'll have a couple of years in this development, and I should be done with that. So maybe that's where the time comes from. Because I have no intention of not being on the air. I think it's a part of my DNA. And we were talking about that last night. The people at the table said, well, how do you know what to talk about? Have you ever found me at a loss for words?
No.
Never. Never. Yeah, you kidding?
There's so much going on in the world. There's so much that you read and you figure out what's going on and you talk about it. It's just a fascinating world that we live in. Anyway, I don't want to stick on this. I want to go back to what's going on with the fighting in Gaza.
The ceasefire seems to have taken hold as we're doing this program. There were a lot of trucks carrying aid that went into Gaza. Mostly they came across the Egyptian border. The Egyptians have not been easy to deal with, frankly, in all of this. And there were hostages that were released in exchange for some of the Palestinian prisoners. So I think about twice as many Palestinian prisoners went over as came as on our side, right? Is that, who's got the numbers there? Anybody? I don't know what the exact numbers are. How it went on either side. I think there were more Palestinians that went over back to Palestine than came that were released by Hamas. Is that right?
Yeah, I think 67, yeah. At least 67, maybe. Yep. And then with some of the hostages, they are saying that they don't believe that the American hostages are going to be among some of the first released.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be mainly the focus on women and children.
Right. Well, it was women and children that were in the Israeli jails that went back across with them. So anyway, I mean, it's okay. The whole thing is just bad. The whole thing is just, it's just awful. And you have the Ayatollah and these creeps like him that have managed. These are dictators. And the people that run Hamas, because there's no education in Palestine that amounts to anything, so they don't really know what's going on. In Iraq, they know better because there's a very good education system in Iraq. And how these guys stay in power, because the average Iraqi thinks less of his government than our people feel about our government. So you wonder why why it's going the way it's going. So anyway, I don't know. Is there anything else that we ought to say about the war except there's a timeout? And, that's something, I guess, to celebrate as much as anything else. The people running for president, I noticed that JFK Jr. had done a TED Talk. And the TED Talk was an overview of where he is. And people focusing on the criticism from his family. Why do you suppose Schlossberg, his nephew, was all over him, saying what an embarrassment and a disgrace he is. What, just because he doesn't go along with the Kennedy legacy? You know, that's the kind of thing we're talking about here, that has the people, they have no tolerance for another point of view. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. All right, John Harper from WMEL and Jay and Doug here at 48 after the hour.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his, too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Now 53 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm here,
Doug Steffen. Hello, in case you didn't know who this was.
Radio 101 is, never assume that the audience knows anything. That's the worst thing to do. You always have to tell people who you are, what the program is, what are we doing here. So this is a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the stories are put together in the people list by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And so each week we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, who has worked with Talkers for a long time, worked with me for a long time, mostly because we're in the same circle, I guess, as much as anything else. And so, yep. and we're the circle of outsiders in the talk radio world, right? We're the people who never win any awards. We just kind of show up.
You sound like Jerry Williams.
Jerry was one of the great talk show hosts in Boston for years and years and years. I never had anybody even throw me a dinner, right? Nobody gave me a dinner.
Yeah.
And you used to work on the air at RKO with him at the same time. I remember him. We were friends. He was just the same curmudgeon off the air as he was on the air. Exactly the same.
It's so funny. I was going to say the same thing. The persona was exactly the right, and curmudgeon is the perfect word for Jerry.
Absolutely. All right, so let's look at some of these stories this week in legal ramifications, the Voting Rights Act ruling. What's your thinking when you saw that at first? That's number 7 this week in the story list. What do you think?
I kind of shocked. And the gist of it is that the Voting Act to protect the rights of people to vote, when there are claims that the Voting Act has been violated, the appeals courts have said that it is only the government that can bring cases to allege that. So if you have a government that is in power at the moment that likes voter suppression, then you're not going to have anything like that. And the idea that private individuals who are affected and have an interest in it can't bring that kind of a case, I think is incredibly dangerous. And I'm hopeful that as it goes up through the courts, that this will change. You know, an interesting thing when you say about going to the Supreme Court is a very conservative Supreme Court right now, and one that seems to have embraced many of the right-wing kind of philosophies, but not all the time. I mean, there are some really bright guys, and one of them who was so criticized when he was getting on the court was Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh has made some decisions that have surprised both sides. In some instances, he has towed the conservative line. In others, he has lined up with the progressives, as has Judge Justice Roberts. So I may be disappointed sometimes, but I still have great respect for this court and hope.
You know, one of the things that's very interesting, there are two questions here with regard to that. One of them is looking at the present group, and as you just suggested, how smart they are and how unpredictable most of them have been. And the one that stands out that's glaring is Clarence Thomas, who is an embarrassment. He's not that bright. He was never the right choice to begin with. There were a lot of questions. I was always disappointed in George Bush, the father, for appointing him.
Yeah, I was a Bush fan, and
me too.
Not a good choice.
Yeah, no, he's horrible. All right, anyway, let's move on into the situation with Trump and the gag order and 200 pages of stuff that have been aimed at judges threatening them, and the fact that Trump doesn't, you know, care about anybody but Trump. And that's not legal.
Well,
but what is the legal side to this continuing saga?
Yeah, I mean, this is a man who unfortunately has no respect for the legal
anything.
Process.
Anything.
But you're right. It's anything other than him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Particularly in this instance, where he puts up insightful comments and inflaming, knowing that people have already responded with violence to this, and he has personally attacked the judges in Washington and New York and the clerks. And right now, there are two gag orders in Washington and New York that are being reviewed. And just on Thanksgiving, the prosecutors filed a new request in regard to the gag orders with 275 pages of the most vile threats that were being made by phone, by text, to these various judges and court personnel, which can be directly attributed to Trump's comments. And so what you're looking at is, do we have to wait for one of these people to be killed for the American public to understand it's not acceptable?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And don't forget the Thanksgiving scams, and now that we're into the Christmas shopping season, go to Steve's website, Stephen J. Wiseman, who is our legal authority, but he also has put together this website, scamaside.com, where you can review things that you think are a little iffy. All right, that's the story for this part of the talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.